So great to be learning together. Share Oraz, women's tshuva of the week. And it's going to be a response to a question one of the women in Share Oraz asked, and that is recharging a hearing aid on Shabbat. So this is a whole discussion. So we'll start now with just some preliminary thoughts. If this is what the hearing aid that one has is with rechargeable batteries, and that's the one that really works best for them, then there is room to be mekel. Why? Number one, how do we categorize someone who has his difficulties hearing? They're not a cholesh yesh bo sakana. Their life is not in danger, but they would be a cholesh ein bo sakana. They would be someone who fits into the category of someone who is ill, but is not in danger. Even though that person is not mutal mishkav, they're not confined to bed, but the way that my rabbanim, Rav Shecht and Rav Willig, understand chol hashem bo sakana, definitely fits with Yalkut Yosef, is that if you're not functioning properly, normally, then that is a chol hashem bo sakana. So someone who cannot hear, they're not able to function properly. I think that's a fair statement to say, and as usual, it's not a small matter. It's significantly not able to function as they normally would. Therefore, they're defined as a chol hashem bo sakana. Now the question is what as permitted on Shabbat for a cholesh shein bo sakana. So nisur doraita, a Torah level prohibition, definitely not allowed. Well, what about isurei drabanan? What about rabbinic prohibition? So this is a whole discussion. This is a whole debate. The Gemara says you can ask a non-Jew to do malacha for a cholesh shein bo sakana, for someone who has for a sick person who is not in danger. So that rabbinic prohibition, we waive for a cholesh shein bo sakana, asking a non-Jew to do malacha. Okay, we got it. So if you can ask the non-Jew to recharge the hearing aid batteries, ma tov ma naim, that's very, very good. Very often doesn't work out that way. So what if you don't have the non-Jew available? So in that case, what do you do? So in that case, what you do is the Jew can do an isur drabanan, a rabbinically prohibited act, aide shinui, with an unusual way. This way it's double drabanan, it's tre drabanan. So it's tre drabanan, so ready would become, in that case, for a cholesh shein bo sakana, then it would be allowed. Okay, very, very nice. For a cholesh shein bo sakana. Now, what is charging the battery for the hearing aid battery? Is that considered to be a Torah level prohibition or is it a rabbinic prohibition? If it's a Torah level prohibition, you can't do it on Shabbat or Yom Tov. You would need the way the Shulchan Aruch rules, you need a double drabanan. You do an isur drabanan, but hayidei shinui. You do a rabbinic prohibition, but in an unusual way. That's a double drabanan required for amiral and achri. You can ask a non-Jew, but you're not a non-Jew. You can do a rabbinically prohibited matter, rabbinically prohibition, aide shinui, in an unusual way. So you're making a trade drabanan. Great. So, charging the batteries in isur drabanan or isur doraita? Well, it would seem that it might be an isur doraita because you're actually fixing that battery. The battery's not functioning, and you're fixing it. It's not functioning, and you're making it function again. That's like a watch that's not wound anymore. It's not functioning. When you rewind and you fix it, it's able to work again. So that's debated whether that's considered to be an isur doraita or not, or an isur at all. But the way the Mishnah Berurah at least rules, and Rav Avadja has a whole discussion about this in Yechavedat, we're definitely concerned that this is an isur doraita, that this may be a Torah-level prohibition, but it's debated. Now, is there any way to do a Torah-level prohibition for a cholesh shein bo sakanah? The answer is like this. If it's done ayidei shinui, so you have one rabbanan, the shinui, you're doing it in an unusual way. Because there are posakim who say that you can, that halakha l'maaseh, If it's you can't get a non-Jew to do it, if it's impossible to do a double drabanan, and it's a shatat chak, it's a great need. Then even for a cholesh and mosakanai can do uvayla. Even if it's just one drabanan, it would be permitted. In other words, not just amira lenochri is permitted for the cholesh and mosakanai, even any rabbinic prohibition. Now this is strengthened by the fact that Avnei Nezer points out that when the Shulchan Aruch rules that you need a double drabanan, it's because it had the wrong text of the Ramban. It assumed that the Ramban said that you need a double drabanan. However, we now have the correct text, the Kitvei Ramban, and the Ramban actually says one drabanan is allowed. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer said that even one drabanan, really in a pinch, would be allowed. That's the way the Shmirat Shabbat Kelchata rules. It's the way Yakut Yosef rules. Not everybody agrees with this, but I know that my rabbanim will follow this, that b'shat atchak, if you don't have a non-Jew, and it's really necessary, you can, for a cholesh shem sakana, you can even do one rabbinic prohibition would be permitted. So in this case, it's a shat atchak, if you can't do it by a non-Jew, to recharge the batteries, you can recharge the batteries, even if you believe it, it's an Isur Doraita, which is questionable, whether it's an Isur Doraita, but you could recharge it by having the non-Jew, that would be ideal, or even by the Jew to do it, but he has to do it with the Shinu, he has to do it in an unusual way to knock it down from a possibly Isur Doraita to a Drabanan. This fits with Yaku Yosef, fits with Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Kavchet, Sif Katan, Kuf Bet, 102, where he quotes a Chayadam, Efshar, B'Shinu Murtav Shelo B'Shinu. It's only impossible with one rabbinic prohibition, then it would be permissible Shatat Chak if you can't get a non-Jew. So here, if this is the hearing aid that you have, that you need to charge it. You can't go 24 hours in Shabbat, or certainly, or even Yom Tov, you can't go the 48 hours, sometimes 72 hours. You need to recharge it. Do it, bottom line, do it with a shinui. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyut.